But first, Governor Doug Ducey unveiled his budget plans on Friday. The proposed budget of around $12.3 billion lays out how he'd like to see his priorities funded without going on a spending spree, which he has repeatedly warned legislators against. With us now to go through some of the details is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, hopefully you're not seeing spreadsheets in your dreams.
Oh, I'll tell you, you know, what's the old saying about lies, damn lies, and statistics? I think that's what we've got here.
So let's talk sort of big picture here, because there's obviously a lot in this budget. We won't get to most of it. What is his office saying are the key takeaways from this proposal?
Well, obviously, education is the big dollar increase in spending. Some of that, of course, is already baked in. I mean, you've got the fact that you have to increase state aid to education based on inflation and on student growth. Some of it was baked in with the 20 by 20 plan that was approved a couple of years ago to finally give teachers a 20%, really 19% if you actually do the math, pay raise on average. But then he's got a few other things that he wants to do, some special things for Teachers Academy, some additional money for counselors and such. So there is a lot of money in there for education. Now, from the Democrats' perspective, that's nice, but it still, and they are correct, does not get us back to where we were on an inflation-adjusted basis before the recession. And that becomes the big issue, because if we say that we want education to be a priority, you know, should we be doing better than inflation as opposed to just maybe getting close but not even being there?
Howie, what did the budget proposal have in terms of higher education, community colleges, universities?
Well, not much, and I know that they're going to be unhappy with me for saying that. It used to be that universities were funding perhaps 75% of tuition for in-state students. We're now down about half that. There is some one-time money going in there for something called the New Economy Initiative, which is something cooked up by the regents and some of the Senate presidents to say, well, we'll go ahead and we'll find the jobs and the training for the folks that are going to be creating the jobs of the future. But there is no per-student increase in aid, so that's going to remain about the same. The community colleges, there will be some additional money for rural community colleges. The Maricopa, Pima, and Pinal community colleges will finally get back their STEM money, science, technology, engineering, and math money that was taken away several years ago. So it's a lot of little pieces, all of which help certainly, but none of which is going to really move the needle in terms of making major changes in funding for higher ed.
Quick question on infrastructure, Howie. We heard the big announcement about the expansion of the I-10. What's the headline there?
Well, this is something that's been in the works for quite some time. You know, the fact is that there is a stretch, about 20-mile stretch of I-10 between Phoenix and Tucson that remains two lanes. And part of the issue there has been what this will fund, which is the bridge, because that bridge has been actually wiped out in prior years, the one over the Gila River. And that's the 800-pound gorilla in all of this, because you can widen the freeway, but unless you have a wider bridge, it will handle six, really eight lanes. They'd like to have it prepared for the future. You're not going to be really accomplishing anything. There's some other little odds and ends in there for some other money. Obviously, none of it for the bridge across the Tonto Creek. The governor said he's going to ask the feds for help on that. If the feds say no, I think we'll be discussing that one again, too.
Howie, let's talk about public safety. The governor did mention that quite a bit in his State of the State address. Any details on, for example, closure of the Florence prison, what that might cost, what savings there might be by having some officers moving to other facilities, that kind of thing?
Well, there's a savings to the extent that there's about $270 million worth of repairs to bring that facility up to where it should be. Now, to the extent that you close that, don't have them do that expense, and then take all the employees from the Florence prison and transfer them to the nearby Iman unit. Yeah. Sorry about that. That you will be able to have the Iman unit fully staffed. Now, the bigger question becomes, where do those other inmates go? There isn't any additional room necessarily at Iman. So what you're talking about is, one, trying to get the county sheriffs to take these inmates and provide the same services that they're supposed to be provided in state prisons, because county jails are holding people for, you know, up to 6 months or pre-trial. And number two becomes private prisons. And there's been a lot of concern there that, you know, why are we paying private facilities for things that we should be doing ourselves? So that's going to be a big debate there. The other part of it, of course, is there are a lot of folks down in Pinal County who said, you're going to do what? Because they were kind of blindsided by the whole thing. And they may have some other thoughts about what can be done with Florence.
All right. Certainly plenty more to follow as the session moves along. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. As always, Howie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The governor's executive budget proposal devotes a significant chunk to education, with more than $600 million in new K-12 funding, as we just heard. But is it enough? Some public education advocates were not entirely satisfied. In a statement, Expect More Arizona said the proposed investments are still not enough to close the achievement gap and meet the goals set out in the education progress meter. Others noted Arizona remains 49th in the country in terms of average teacher pay, and there are still a large number of teacher vacancies across the state. For more on the response to the governor's proposals, let's turn now to Dawn Penich Thacker with Save Our Schools Arizona. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
So I want to start with some positive points. What was in this budget that you liked?
Well, it's great that we're continuing to grow the school counselor fund. Arizona is the worst in the nation in terms of our ratio of school counselors to students. So that the governor is adding to give more schools their requested counselors or resource officers is great. Another bright spot is that for the first time ever, the governor's budget acknowledges that community poverty affects learning, so that if you're going home and your family is struggling with poverty, you're going to have a tougher time learning. And we see that in what we call the achievement gap, that poorer children are doing worse on tests and in school than children from affluent families. So for the first time, the governor calls it Project Rocket. We're acknowledging this and putting some funds to some, but only a small portion of the most impoverished schools in our state. And so that's a step in the right direction. But to echo what Howie was saying earlier, all of these funds don't even move the needle in terms of our national rankings, meaning that even after this money is in, the teacher pay increase, the school counselor increase, the per student spending, we are still in the exact same place in national rankings as we were last year, which is the very bottom of the barrel in most of these.
So on paper, $600 million in new K-12 funding is not nothing, though. He'll be finishing the 20 by 2020 promise for teacher pay raises. What else, how much more is needed, I guess, is the question, to do what you're hoping to see here?
Well, to give that some context, there is a lawsuit in effect right now suing the state of Arizona to the tune of around $3 billion of funds that have not been paid to schools over the course of the last two decades. So if you look at those two numbers in comparison, $3 billion that hasn't been paid over the course of several years versus $600 million this year, you can see that we're playing a game of never quite catching up. We cut education funding so badly over the recession and then have been putting it back in so incrementally that even these numbers that sound big, and they are not enough to catch up.
What do you think about the changes and further investment the governor wants to make in the Teachers Academy? Obviously, trying to help alleviate the teacher shortage that the state has had for seemingly forever now. Do you think that will maybe move the needle?
The way to think about the Teachers Academy is debt relief for new teachers thinking about the profession. What the Teachers Academy doesn't do is bring back any of the thousands of teachers that are already certified, already put in a few years of experience, and then said, I have to quit. I can't pay my bills being a teacher in Arizona. So the Teachers Academy incentivizes people newly going or looking at the field, but it doesn't actually, again, move the needle on our teacher shortage, which we have the worst of in the entire country. So again, these are all steps in the right direction, but it's the equivalent of, you know, the starting line gun went off and we've been standing around drinking coffee. We're just not catching up with these investments.
One quick question, Dawn, about ESAs, these empowerment scholarship programs, often known as vouchers. Save Our Schools Arizona was formed with the specific purpose of halting the expansion of these. The governor did talk about these in his State of the State address. What did you hear in those remarks?
Well, this is an astoundingly bad idea. But what the governor said is that he would like to champion a new program, new legislation, to start using Arizona tax dollars to send students to out-of-state private schools. So this is the governor of Arizona saying that he wants to champion sending kids to schools in other states in order to get a good education, if you just think about the messaging of that. So, you know, this is something that's on the radar for kind of national school choice privatization lobbies. And so we imagine that that's what the governor is responding to. But it was just really disappointing to hear, because we need to be focusing on improving the schools in Arizona and being able to tell every Arizona child, you can get a great education here in your neighborhood in our state, not finding ways to send Arizona tax dollars out of state in order to get a great education.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. That is Dawn Penich Thacker with Save Our Schools Arizona. Dawn, thank you so much.
Thank you.